Welcome back to Saturday with myself, Claire Brock, this afternoon. Now to the news that taxi drivers have suspended a six-day national shutdown protest pending the outcome of a government meeting. The protesting drivers have been calling on the Minister for Transport and the National Transport Authority to intervene to stop Uber from imposing a fixed fare system on drivers who use their app. The shutdown had been due to begin on Monday. Minister Neil Richmond, I want to ask you about this, because in a previous statement, Taxi Drivers Ireland said that after weeks of warnings, protests and direct appeals, the government has failed to take any meaningful action to address the crisis that has engulfed the regulated taxi industry, and said that the government had chosen silence instead of responsibility. Why has there been such a delay? And we've already seen these protests taking place, causing an awful lot of havoc for rush hour commuters and frustration among people. Why has there been such a delay to get to this point of talks?
I think it's to make sure that the proper process is followed about. And the proper process doesn't involve necessarily trying to shut down the capital city on a Wednesday evening, nor, as all of us know, indecent levels of industrial relations or discussions. Generally, the last thing you want is the minister to intervene directly, when ultimately the regulator is the National Transport Agency. They're the people who are able to regulate the proper legislation to make sure this is effective, and
but
to make sure that there's clarity for drivers and operators alike.
Just to clarify, they don't regulate these third-party apps such as Uber, who have come in with this new fixed fare system, which customers may welcome, it has to be said, but that drivers are extremely concerned that this is a David and Goliath situation and that their livelihoods are at risk. If fixed fares come in and then it's a third cheaper than what they would have to charge because of delays, because of roadworks, because of any number of things they find when they hit the road with their customers.
Well, I think what the clarity that the drivers are seeking for is where is the legislative basis for Uber or any other operator doing this? And this is what the NTA is going to provide, and this is what the engagement is about. You could lose yourself in the discussion about, well, the merits of a fixed fare, or the fact that it turns out, you know, a rounding down process was already in existence. We absolutely want to make sure that taxi drivers' livelihoods are protected, but we also want to make sure that there's value for money for the consumer.
Do you think the regulations of the industry need to be updated?
I think they're always looked at to make sure that they're updated, but it has to be in the name of the greater good. It has to make sure that they're updated to make sure that first and foremost the users are also getting the cost as well as the ease benefit as well as the drivers, and to make sure we do want operators coming into the market, because it does ensure in
but
terms
if it's
of dispatch
driving
operators,
away, pardon the pun, but if it's meaning that taxi drivers can't afford to stay on the job because of maybe undercharging, undercutting competition, because that's happening, I mean, doesn't there have to be a balance there?
And again, there does have to be a balance, and we have to look at, well, exactly, is this all the taxi drivers who are up in arms about this, or an element of a subsect of a particular thing? We have recognised taxi drivers' unions. This isn't necessarily one, but we are prepared to engage them. We have to make sure that this is truly representative of the sector. Is this the big concern for the sector at all? And crucially, what is going to be the greater good there? We need more taxis on the road providing a service that is affordable and achievable for people who want to use their services.
Claire Cran, can I get your view on this? Taxi drivers, they're calling for these industry regulations, that they need to be updated. They said that they haven't kept pace with the rise of app-based dispatchers. Do you support their cause?
Yes, absolutely. And the fear that had been warned about was that obviously the fixed fare model isn't part of the regulations as they stand, making the current regulations redundant, because the regulations that are in place are based on the regulated fare system. And the taxi drivers have been clear in terms of what they're looking for when it comes to transparency, when it comes to a review of the app-based tax fare models. And they also have been very clear in looking for the NTA to lead on a publicly managed app, that you'll have transparency in relation to fares in particular. And they've had at least two protests now without any response from government. I think it's only now that there's been the threat of the 6 day that the government will eventually now come to the table. And I think they've been too slow. We had major disruption in Dublin, which was totally avoidable had the government listened to the warnings that were there in terms of Uber coming into the market and the very obvious impact that was going to have.
Mm-hmm. And we know, because we have seen it in other countries as well, and indeed apps like Uber and other apps, Freenow and others, are very popular with customers, keen because they can access taxis quickly. And we were talking about this before, saying years ago, it was a nightmare trying to get a taxi in Dublin City Centre and elsewhere. Now you have plenty of taxi drivers, you've apps and accessibility. This is a good thing for customers. Aren't fixed prices and knowing what you're going to pay also a good thing for customers?
Well, I think the apps, in terms of the convenience of accessing them, are very, very, you know, that really works, that people within minutes can get, taxi to exactly where they need it. But the, you know, I don't think anyone could sustain a situation where they'd be getting a third of their previous price or income. So a part of the equation of this is accessibility for customers, for people who want to get a taxi, but there has to be a sustainable income as well for taxi drivers. That's part of the equation. So they are making a fair point, saying that they cannot sustain that kind of a cut in their income. They're facing a cost of living crisis the same as anyone else. They have families to support. So that has to be part of what's considered here. I do think it's very welcome that there's been this last minute intervention by government. But I just, why did it have to be at the very last minute? Why could, because this has been brewing for quite some time now. There has been other disruption. So, you know, better late than never, but I would have liked to have seen the government get involved quicker to try and get this resolved.
All right. I mean, is it a case of the government saying, let the regulator deal with this, even though the regulator says we've nothing to do with third party apps? Doesn't there need to be government mediation here to ensure that this doesn't roll on, this doesn't flare up again, despite the suspension in the coming week?
Well, crucially, the NTA is an arm of government, so it's not like this has been seconded out. And there has been two protests, and we acknowledge the protests, and we're going to avert the next one. But what we do need is to provide clarity for the consumer, clarity for the driver. Ultimately, this is about a fixed fare that impacts a certain amount of the journeys. It doesn't impact the average everyday journey. And to be honest, those third-party operators have completely transformed the taxi market for the positive for the consumer in Ireland, and that has to be recognised too.
But has it undercut, I suppose, the cost of a fare, the actual cost of a fare, what drivers have to pay in terms of fueling their car, getting from A to B, given the congestion that we see in our urban areas?
There's this one concern cited in relation to possible capping, max capping of fares at an agreed rate that Uber have said is allowed under the current regulations. That's one aspect. But also those third party have ensured that drivers have much easier access to the market, and they're not relying on people hailing them down in the street.
So they'll just have to suck it up. Is that what you're saying?
Not at all. We're going to make sure that there's proper clarity, and the NTA explain exactly the responsibilities of the dispatchers and also the opportunities for both them and the drivers.
But you can't see this necessarily being abolished, the idea of having a set fare that maybe up to a third lower than an actual fare, according to drivers.
Well, I think we have to make sure that just because something is potentially attractive to the consumer, that it's done in the right way to make sure that it's sustainable. And we've been very clear about that.
All right. There we are going to leave today's show. My thanks to Neil Richmond, to Keane O'Callaghan and to Claire Curran. Lee Mullen was on sound. Research was by Fiona Donlan and Cora Ennis. Produced